Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gotts. We also have an Instagram account at Locked On Yankees, all one word. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. So the Yankees dropped their home opener yesterday. Womp womp. We'll have the recap. I'll have some thoughts about things I saw at the game. I wasn't at the game. These are things I observed while watching the game on TV. Things were relayed from people at the stadium about things that happened at the stadium. I'll talk about that. And I'll have quotes from Aaron Boone, Aaron Judge, and others about yesterday. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the new Odyssey app, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So yesterday was frustrating. It was kind of similar to the last game the Yankees played that counted. Just a big letdown. You get all hyped up for it, and then they lose in annoying fashion. Some good things happened yesterday. A lot of bad things happened yesterday. And it's just frustrating when you're waiting for so long for opening day, and then they lose the way that they lost. I will say I was impressed by the weather yesterday because I really thought it was going to be a problem. Boston's game was canceled yesterday, although I heard from people that I know who live in Boston that the weather was fine during the day. I think overnight and into the morning, the rain really screwed with Fenway and they just decided to cancel it. It would just be easier. Plus, as I said on yesterday's show, they have this day built in as a day where you can make up games if you need to. Oh, and speaking of that, before I forget, the Mets and Nationals series has been postponed. So that's not happening because of COVID problems. Fun. And speaking of COVID, I made an appointment for my first shot tomorrow at 11:15. All this time I was trying the CVS site because that's where my mother got it. And then someone suggested Walgreens, which I probably should have done on my own because that's where I used to get all my prescriptions from. And I go to Walgreens, and the closest one to my house had 23 appointments for tomorrow open. So if you live in Rockland County, check Walgreens. So back to yesterday's weather. It was fine. I mean, I know the people who were there were kind of cold. It did look cold at the stadium, but the sun came out at some point, and, you know, it turned into a nice day, even though the game wasn't very nice. Now, I won't go through the whole thing, but, you know, Cole was okay. I'll say okay, even though he struck out 8, and he only gave up 2 runs on 5 hits. But the home run to Teoscar Hernandez, my God, could you have thrown a worse pitch? I could have hit that pitch 400 and whatever many feet he hit that ball. He hit the hell out of that ball. And speaking of hitting the hell out of the ball, Gary Sanchez, just like we all predicted, hit the first home run of the season for the Yankees. Not only did he do that, he looked great behind the plate. He nailed a runner at second to end an inning. He just looked good overall yesterday. And yes, I know the home run was basically all he did, but compared to his teammates, who stranded a small village on base in, I think it was 9 at-bats, right? They were 0-for-9, and they left 10 guys on base. Hello? And don't even get me started about the bottom of the 9th. Again, you wait all this time for a game, and then it ends in that kind of way. because you knew when the Yankees didn't score in the bottom of the ninth, they were going to get screwed in the 10th. You just felt it in your bones, and that's what happened. And just so you know, I'm one of those people who laughs or rolls their eyes when people start bitching about players not being clutch. But can we talk about Aaron Judge? The man has not hit a walk-off as a Yankee. He needs to fix that in 2021. I don't care if it's a walk-off dribbler down the line that's barely a hit. Just do something in that situation. Just for everyone's sanity. I mean, you started your major league career going back-to-back with your teammate. You hit the restaurant. We know you got it in ya. And speaking of Aaron Judge, he said that he had made a catch, I guess by the wall, and a fan reached into his glove and tried to take the ball out of the glove? What is wrong with people? Are you crazy? First of all, wow, my voice just went really high there. First of all, why would you even attempt to touch Aaron Judge in any way and steal a ball from him? I know it's been a while since people have been at the stadium, but try practicing some etiquette here, people. What is the matter with you? And speaking of that, I thought that people were supposed to wear their masks at all times unless they were eating. Because when I was watching the game yesterday, people were not wearing their masks and clearly not eating or drinking. And the CDC has said that even if you get your vaccination, you still should be wearing your mask, you still should be social distancing, and you need to social distance. I don't understand what is going on. Oh, and the other thing that I noticed yesterday, they were showing the line to get into the stadium. People were packed on top of each other. Now, granted, they were all wearing their masks, so I will give them credit for that. But it still made me slightly panicky to see that many people on top of one another in the middle of a pandemic. We're still in the middle of this pandemic, okay? Don't forget that. Even though people are getting vaccinated, which is great, and like I said, I'm getting mine tomorrow, or at least one shot tomorrow, people still need to be smart about this. A friend of mine went to the game yesterday, and he tweeted, he said, "Went to the bathroom at Yankee Stadium. People are walking out without washing their hands. The Bronx is back, baby." I mean, even not in a pandemic, not washing your hands after you pee is disgusting. Men, especially, because you're usually touching yourselves. What is the matter with you? Why am I talking about this? Anyway, wash your damn hands, wear your damn masks, because I'd like to get to a game this year. And if you people are fooling around and being morons, we're not going to be able to go to games. In a moment, I'll have some quotes from players and some thoughts about a disturbing incident that may have happened at Yankee Stadium. But first, let's talk about betonline.ag, because betonline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You can bet on the NBA, college basketball, NHL, and now on baseball. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine, including who's going to win the World Series, who's going to win the divisions, who's going to make the playoffs, who's going to win all the awards. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So, infamous ball hawk, Zach Hampel, tweeted yesterday that the Bleacher Creatures were chanting, "Where's your green card?" to Teoscar Hernandez. Now, Zach Hampel is a pest. I've seen him in action at Yankee Stadium. I don't understand how he hasn't had his face broken in by someone, because I've seen him hop over teenagers to get balls during batting practice. And I'm surprised some outraged father hasn't beaten him up. But anyway, why on earth would the bleacher creatures be chanting something like that when they have a number of Latino ball players on their team? I know the bleacher creatures can be problematic. I've sat there. I've heard some of their chants and their songs that they've done. I was there in 2010 during the playoffs, and woo, some of the stuff they were saying to the Minnesota Twins outfielders were, it was bad. So is it out of the realm of possibility? No, of course not. But do we know for sure that they did it? I tried to ask some people that I knew were at the game and sitting near the bleachers if they heard them doing that, and no one answered me. So I don't know if that means they did and they didn't want to tell me, or maybe they didn't see my tweets. But I would like to think that they wouldn't do something like that. But again, knowing their history and knowing how some of them are, it's just disappointing. Why are you doing this? And this brings me to another issue with Yankee fans. I know you're excited to be at the game again, because I think Meredith Marakovic said yesterday on the broadcast that it was 541 games between games where there were fans. And I know people were excited. I know that this year has been rough. I feel as if a lot of people have forgotten how to act in public because they were stuck in their houses for so long. Which brings me back to the guy who tried to rip the ball out of Aaron Judge's hand. What is the matter with you? I don't understand. But the other thing was, it's opening day, and people were already booing Giancarlo Stanton. Are you kidding me? Did you forget what that man did for us in the playoffs? All the home runs he hit in the playoffs, you're going to boo him on opening day when the rest of the team wasn't doing anything either? This is why people hate Yankee fans. And when I say people, I mean other Yankee fans, like myself. I don't like you. You embarrass us. You make us look horrible to the rest of baseball. Although I was talking with a friend yesterday on his Twitch stream, and he actually ranked the worst fan bases in his opinion and gave us third place behind the Red Sox at number one and the Cardinals at number two. I was actually shocked. I thought he was going to say that Yankee fans were the worst. I think they're the worst. There are so many times when I'm sitting at that stadium and people behind me are saying horrible things about the players. And you just wonder, why are you even here if you hate these guys so much? I was at a game in 2012. Yes, 2012, because Mo was not the closer. He had already hurt his knee. Rafael Soriano was the closer. These guys sitting behind me and my friend were completely racist towards every Latino player. They were bagging on Robinson Cano. They were bagging on Rafael Soriano. They were especially mean to Robinson Cano the entire time, calling him lazy, doing all, like, saying all these obnoxious things. And Cano wasn't even, I mean, he was just being Robinson Cano and playing, and not, he didn't make any mistakes in the game from what I remember. He had a couple of hits in the game from what I remember, but these guys would not stop being racists. And it was so frustrating sitting in front of them. It took every ounce of strength I had to not turn around and say something to them. And this was 2012. You know, people have gotten a lot more brazen in the last few years because of circumstances the last 5 years. So I can't even imagine now what some of these people are saying, which brings me back to the bleacher creatures. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not shocked that they would chant, "Where's your green card?" to Teoscar Hernandez. So my message to you is stop doing that sort of stuff. Again, you're embarrassing the rest of us. And I know people will be complaining that I'm being too PC. Yeah, you bet your butt I'm being PC. This is not acceptable anymore. Just because things could be said 10, 20, 30 years ago doesn't mean they could be said in 2021. And it wasn't even acceptable back then. But that's just the way the world worked. But the world doesn't work like that anymore. We're going to call you out when you're racist and when you're bigoted and when you're homophobic and transphobic and all of that stuff. So just stop. I wasn't expecting to go on a rant like that. I apologize. Let's get back to baseball. I've mentioned Aaron Judge a few times. This is what he said about yesterday.
Hi, Aaron. I imagine a much different opening day than it was a year ago with fans in the stands. Understanding it wasn't the end result you would have liked. Was it still nice to kind of get back to some normalcy?
Yeah. Like you said, it wasn't the result we wanted. But having that buzz, having that energy back in the stadium was something special that I know we all enjoyed. I was talking with a couple guys, talking with umpires, man, everybody missed it. You know, I think from everybody, it's those fans, that energy, that helps, that makes the game. They're a part of the game, just like all of us. So it bad result, but glad to have the fans back.
Game one of a long season, had opportunities in the seventh and again in the ninth. Was it a frustrating day at the plate for you?
Yeah, especially when you don't come up for your team there. In the seventh, having the bases loaded, one out, you know, I just got to get a ball in the air, give us the lead. And then I end up, you know, grounding out, double play in an inning. And then there in the ninth, too, same thing. You know, guys in scoring position, you know, just hit something the other way, get in the gap, you know. Watched the guys run, wasn't able to come through, you know, so it's, you know, let the team down twice there, and then even, you know, the ball over my head, you know, that's, you know, another opportunity we could have, you know, at least held them or at least caught that or cut the guy off or kept him from scoring and didn't do it. So, you know, a lot of missed opportunities on my part.
Was it encouraging to see Gary Sanchez get off to the start that he did today?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching it all spring. You know, that's what I've been saying, you know, since the first day of spring training, the guy looks like a different man. Came ready to go, kind of got our offense going with those two-run homer. That was huge, and he's looking really good at the plate.
Next one to Marley Rivera.
Good to hear, Michael Margolis. Aaron, how are you feeling physically?
Feeling great. Yeah, feeling good. No complaints.
Because obviously, I'm just asking because obviously, you know, you were a little sick in spring training. They had to put you, you know, at the end of the spring training through the COVID protocols and so on. Just if you can walk us of what happened and how you're feeling.
Yeah, just it's crazy. Anytime you have, you know, any symptoms of anything, you know, especially the last day of spring training going, you know, we're about to travel, not too wise to, you know, not say anything. So just spoke up with the team and, you know, let them know what was going on. And, you know, they kind of shut me down that last day, which, you know, I didn't want. But I think for everybody's safety, it was the best call.
And Aaron, how much of a thick skin do you have to play in the Bronx? I mean, the Bronx cheers were already out there today when you guys didn't perform at the plate.
Yeah, it's part of it. You know, those fans, they want to watch winners. They want to watch us win. And they don't, you know, they let us know when we don't do our job. You know, And, you know, we didn't do our job today. You know, there's quite a few opportunities, you know, especially me, like I said earlier, at the plate with guys in scoring position, tie game. You know, I could have, you know, given us the lead or done something, and we just didn't execute, you know. So it's, you know, we got to regroup, you know, get back to it and, you know, enjoy the off day and prepare for the next game on Saturday, that's for sure.
So as Judge said, with the off day today, they come back tomorrow, Saturday. It's a 105 game. It's Ross Stripling against Corey Kluber. I will say this about yesterday's game. The Blue Jays' powder blue uniforms were fire. I think they should wear them more often. I think the guys should wear powder blue cleats. Some of them were, but I think they all should. That uniform gets an A+ from me. In a moment, I'll have quotes from Aaron Boone and from the guy who should have been yesterday's hero, Gary Sanchez. But first, Built Bar Madness is over. We have a winner, and my prediction was correct. The champion of Built Bar Madness is Coconut Brownie Chunk. Yay! Now, I was disappointed that my all-time favorite bar, Mint Brownie, lost in the Flavorful Four. Try and say it at home. It's not easy. Anyway, so I was upset that Mint Brownie lost, but I was excited that Coconut Brownie Chunk won, because it is definitely a really good Built Bar. If you don't know what a Built Bar is, it is the best tasting protein bar on the market. Built Bar is the incredible low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Every flavor I've tried so far has been amazing. I just tried birthday cake for the first time. I will say it's a little messy because there's sprinkles on it, but I liked that bar a lot more than I thought. Now, if you go to BuiltBar.com, you can use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order. That means next, not first. So if you've ordered 20 boxes already, you can still get 15% off. Again, that is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. If you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the podcast for you. Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, is the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. Follow Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So as I teased, Gary Sanchez had some things to say about his opening day performance.
Gary!
And here they are.
Yeah, it feels good, you know, to get going this way. I want to, you know, I spoke about consistency before, and, you know, I think I had that today in all the at-bats. So that's definitely something that I want to keep on, that I want to keep on having throughout the other games as they come. And also behind the plate as well, you know, I thought it was a good game.
How did you feel like you worked with Cole, and what were you seeing from your vantage point from him today?
¿Cómo te sentiste hoy trabajando con Cole y desde tu punto de vista? ¿Qué viste que estaba trabajando? ¿Qué tal vez no trabajó?
Bueno, me sentí muy bien. Creo que tuvo tremendo juego. Un picheo ahí, empate el juego de Ocala ahí que se quedó en la zona. Pero cuando él se estuvo comandando su picheo, tuvo buenos resultados. Y lució muy bien.
Yeah, to me, I thought it was a good game. You know, there was one pitch there to the Oscar that he left in the zone, but when he was commanding his pitches, he looked really good to me.
I am all in on Gary Sanchez Comeback Player of the Year 2021, so let's do this. Aaron Boone had some things to say about his team's performance yesterday, and here they are.
Aaron, you talked a lot about your excitement for opening day and to have fans back in the stands. Did it live up to your expectations? Did you feel the energy?
It really did. You know, obviously it didn't end the way you want to where you're shaking hands. But it was definitely special having a crowd back in there. And you know, even though we're 20% capacity, you could feel their energy and feel them waiting to erupt. You know, obviously we had some chances to take that and just couldn't break through there. But it was definitely something that we don't take for granted, being able to have people back in the building. And hopefully we can continue to build on that.
You mentioned the chances, opportunities in the seventh and the ninth. Why do you think your guys weren't able to push through?
I mean, that's, you know, it's hard to break through, you know. Credit them with executing some pitches in some situations. I think there towards the end of the game, you know, it got pretty challenging for the hitters with the shadows and stuff. But, you know, they made the pitches today. We just couldn't break through with a big hit and, you know, had our chances. You know, I thought we pitched the ball pretty well and you know, made the plays and gave ourselves opportunities. And if we continue to do that, we'll break through.
Overall, what did you think of Cole this afternoon?
I thought Garrett threw well. I really did. I thought they put together some tough at-bats against him. You know, got his pitch count up there, obviously, a little bit. But I thought he was overall pretty sharp. I thought his fastball was really good. I thought he executed the changeup really well, even some a handful of right-on-right changeups that were good. Thought he shaped some good breaking balls, you know, obviously made the mistake to Hernandez there where he hung one. But for the most part, I thought he was pretty sharp on a cold day.
I will say this, after watching Gerrit Cole now for 13 starts. Oh, by the way, Gerrit Cole reached his 100th strikeout in 13 starts. And I think he's tied with Masahiro Tanaka because they both did the same thing. Do you remember when Masahiro Tanaka first became a Yankee and he was striking everyone out left and right? I remember there was a game early on in 2014 and this man was sitting, I don't think he was right behind the plate, He was probably behind one of the dugouts, but I know he was in one of the cushy seats, and he had a hat on where he kept adding K's to it because Tanaka was just going ham, striking people out. So that's a pretty good stat for Gerrit Cole, reaching 100 strikeouts in 13 starts. He had 8 yesterday. You know, he did have a little trouble with his command, I want to say. Is it command or control? There were some pitches that got away from him. I mean, you could tell that he was trying to make the guys uncomfortable in the box. The hanging slider to Hernandez was just, I mean, as I said earlier in the show, I could have hit that ball out. Not to take anything away from Hernandez, but my God, that slider hung there so easily. It must have looked like a beach ball. And, you know, I do enjoy watching Cole pitch because I love when he gets pissed off. He gets so angry with himself, which, you know, you want to see that. You want to see a pitcher get pissed that he gave up 2 runs, but you don't want to see him walk into the dugout and start punching things with his pitching hand. As David Cone said on the broadcast yesterday, Gerrit, use your left hand. So to recap, the Yankees lost their home opener in annoying fashion. Fans were in the stadium for the first time in 541 days, and some of them were not acting like they should have been acting. Corey Kluber will make his debut with the Yankees tomorrow against Ross Stripling. Sunday, Domingo Germán will be pitching for the Yankees. There's no starter listed for Toronto. And Gary Sanchez was your player of the day for the Yankees, hitting a home run, giving them the only runs they had all day, nailing a runner at second, looking great behind the plate. He blocked a few pitches back there and just was looking very nimble and spry, and that's good to see. So again, I'm all aboard the Gary Sanchez Comeback Player of the Year 2021 train. Let's get to it. For now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the new Odyssey app, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB Prospects. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, and I will talk to you all on Monday.